This recording, Hebei 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an office letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the energy goods began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goods owner, Mary Hansen, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the azar. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to the bath the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that was diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 4, 5, or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Hansen, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Baoding in Hebei province, which is an ancient city with 1,000 years of history. Baoding was located in central Hebei province and situated in the center of Shijiazhuang, Beijing, and Tianjin. So Baoding is also called the capital south gate. It's full of nature's treasures and outstanding people. In ancient times, there were many great men such as Jin Ke, Liu Bei in Han Dynasty, geographer Li Daoyuan, mathematician Zhu Chongzhi, and so on. Kong Zi, Lun Yu, Xue Er Di Yi, Zi Yue, Xue Er Shi Xi Zhi, Bu Yi Yue Hu, Yu Peng Zi Yuan Fang Lai, Bu Yi Le Hu. 人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二，子曰：诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。子游问孝，子曰：今之孝者，是谓能养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？子曰：视其所有，观其所由，察其所安，人焉所哉？人焉所哉？